Hallelujah. Jesus is the reason for the season. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just want to talk about peace on earth and goodwill towards men. Amen. You know, in these last and final and these dark and dreary days, the saints of God need peace. You're not going to find any peace in the world. There is no peace in the world. There's going to be turmoil everywhere you turn around. But Jesus is the reason for the season in our lives. Jesus is the one saying, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world give you peace. Hallelujah. But my peace. And when we have the peace of Jesus, we have everything we need. We might be going through ups and downs and trials and tribulation because God said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but he'll deliver us from them all. But in the midst of all that we go through, we got to have the peace of Jesus. If you have really accepted Jesus as the Lord of your life, then you ought to have peace this morning. How many have got peace this morning? How many don't have peace this morning? Somebody, I didn't see everybody's hand go up. Some of you must not have peace this morning. You got peace? Kind of? A little bit? You need a lot of peace. Because the only way we're going to make it through these last and final days is with the peace of Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. You know why you've got peace? Why do you have peace this morning? Why don't you have peace this morning? You got Jesus. So you ought to have peace. Because according to the word in Isaiah 9, he says, nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in darkness in the past. He humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. That bright light was Jesus. Amen. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. In other words, Jesus has come into our life. We walked in darkness. Every one of us walked in darkness until Jesus came into our life. So we ought not be walking in darkness now. Amen? Because we got the Son of God. We got the S-O-N. And because he's the S-O-N, he can be our S-U-N in our life. He can lighten us up. Amen? You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. We ought to be happy. We ought to be rejoicing this morning. We ought to be thanking God this morning. She lived 23 years knowing who Jesus is. You know, might not knew it when she was little, but she know now. I lived 75 years. Hallelujah. And Jesus came into my life and made a good thing out of me. Amen. Out of a mess. Amen. Jesus, take a mess and make a message. Amen? Amen. The light came into my life. Amen. How about your life? Hallelujah. Has light come into your life today? See, if you've accepted Jesus as the Lord of your life, you ought to be somebody different today. You ought to be shining in somebody's life today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressors. Every warrior boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be disdained for burning, will be fuel for the fight. In other words, after a while, it ain't gonna be walls and rumors of war. After a while, it ain't gonna be all this hatred in the world. Hallelujah. After a while, it's gonna be peace on earth, goodwill towards man. Hallelujah. Because that's what Jesus came to bring. Peace on earth. Hallelujah. But I got peace now. I can't wait till the battle is over. Amen. I got to shout now. I've got the peace. Amen. Shout, I've got the peace. Hallelujah. Because that's what Jesus came to bring us. Hallelujah. This world is turned upside down. Everywhere you look, everything, the police out of order, the people out of order, the ministers out of order, the president out of order. You just got to be in order. Amen. You just got to be in God's order. Amen? For to us a child is born. To us a son is given. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And the government will be on his shoulder. After a while, we don't have to worry about the president and nobody else. When Jesus come and set up his kingdom down here on this earth, he's going to do it, you know. He's going to do it. Hallelujah. If the word says so, that settles it. Amen. The government will be on his shoulder. We won't have to worry about who's just and who's unjust, because Jesus is justice himself. Amen. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. He's our Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Are we looking for that? Are we looking forward to that day when we can live with our brothers, our sisters, with the animals, where the babies will put their hands in the snake's mouth and not get bit? You know, that's what you call peace. And you know, we ought to be living in that kind of peace now, not with the snake. I ain't fooling with the snake there. But we got to wait on Jesus for that. But together we ought to be living in peace. Sisters and brothers, uncles and aunts, mothers and fathers, there's so much discord in the world, hallelujah, among families. Thank God for the family of God. Because sometimes the family of God is all the family people have. That's why we got to know how to treat people when they come into the house of the Lord. Because sometimes they don't get a hug at home. Sometimes they don't get you or somebody at home. Sometimes your household tears you down. But hallelujah, if I can't live in peace at home, I just go rather than going on to heaven. If I can't have peace in my household, I'm going to have peace in my household. Yes, I'm going to be the only one in there. Amen? Amen? Because it's the peace that tears you all to pieces. You can't live without the peace of Jesus. You can't. So I would rather not live than live turned upside down every day. Do you know some people have no peace at all? Some people are in turmoil every day. I'm dealing with a young lady that's in turmoil every day. Night and day she's in turmoil because of the lies that the enemy tell her, well, she was so bad that God can't help her. That's a terrible piece, the terrible life to live, you know. But God, I'm praying every day, God, help me to help her. I don't know what to do. I can give her the word. See, word all the time is not going to help a person. She know the word, but she cannot get it in her heart. Only God can open up, crack her heart, and pour his word in her. So you don't know her, just pray for her when she come to your mind, because she really is in terrible turmoil. So, but anybody in here except my baby girl not peaceful this morning? See, she was honest. You're not at peace this morning, cute. But God came to give you peace. I don't care what you're going through, baby. God has got it. God will bring you through it. And you know, like Pastor taught about Joseph, sometimes we got to go through the pit, and then we got to go in the prison. But God's got a plan for you. He's had a great plan for you. You know, you wouldn't be sitting here if God didn't have a plan for you. You'd be out somewhere trying to find some peace somewhere else. You know, that's how people get into drugs and alcohol and pornography and all the other crazy stuff that pulls you away from God. Because they don't have no peace, but they don't have no Jesus. You know, no peace, no Jesus, no Jesus, no peace. Amen? Hallelujah. But God's got a plan for you. So that's Q, y'all. Keep him up in prayer. Hallelujah. You hear your people testifying and admitting their problems or concern. Don't go home and lay down on his concern. Amen? Lift him up. That's our job as the body of Christ. As well as our job to lift up our families that's out of whack. I bet everybody in here got a family member that's out of whack. I know I have. It's our job to lift them up, to make sure that we are before God on their behalf always. Because God said, I wouldn't have none to perish, but that all would come to repentance. But he also said, if we believed and we walked upright, he'd save our whole household. See, but we got to walk upright in front of them. Amen? We got to be doing the right thing. We got to be walking in peace so that they will see that there's something different in us than in them. Amen? We got a job to do. This is the end of the year. We don't want to go into next year not being about God's business, not reconciling souls. Our only job is to reconcile souls. Our only job is to present ourselves like Jesus before the people that we meet every day. Every day. We can't live like they live and then expect them to change. They can't follow something that's the same as they are. Amen? What I'm saying is we got to live like something. We got to walk in peace. We got to walk in love. We got to be ready to give an answer when they ask. And the answer only comes from the Word of God. Don't nobody need your opinion. Because it don't, every one of us in here got an opinion. And I guarantee they all wrong. Don't nobody need your opinion. What they need is the true Word of God. We talked about that this morning in Bible study. The Word, the truth will set people free. Don't baby up your friends around you. Don't do that. If you see them messed up, tell them they messed up so they can get it together. Amen? Hallelujah. Is that why Angelica looking at Vicky? The thing is, we have to keep each other in the straight and narrow. And we got to be willing to hear from one another. We got to be willing to take godly counsel. Now, if Jesus said he was going to be a wonderful counselor, and we got the same spirit in us, we got to be a counselor. Amen? If we're not mighty God, but we have the Spirit of God living in us. So we can give out that spirit. We can act like God acts. We can tell the truth. We can act like God. No, we are not God. Hallelujah. But we have his spirit living on the inside of us. So don't grieve. Don't vex the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of you. Because then he'll step on the outside of you. And until you repent, he won't come back now. He will not dwell in an unclean temple, saints of God. So make sure you live that upright life. Make sure you walk the way God tells you. Make sure you get in this word. This is how you know what God wants for you. I don't know God's will for me. Get in the word. And once you get in the word and understand what the word says, he can speak to your spirit. But you don't even want him to think he's speaking if you don't know what his word said, because we will follow the wrong voice. The word of God said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. That's why you see so many people. You see some people jumping off the bridges saying the voice told me to do it. Now, that's why you see somebody killing up the whole family. Say, God told me to. God would never tell you to do much foolishness like that. That's because they don't know the word of God. They don't know the God that we serve. The God that we serve is not a God that would tell you to destroy your family. He created families. Amen? Hallelujah. So this morning, all I want to encourage you to have is peace on earth. I know we're going to have peace when we get to heaven, when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that would be. Hallelujah. We went out to see some lights Friday night. I think we did. Beautiful. Thursday night. Beautiful, beautiful. And it really was beautiful. But I told some of the people that was with us, this is nothing compared to the heaven that we're going to. It was beautiful. I mean, it was just as they were dancing and up and down. But anyway, but God is so much more beautiful. So much more beautiful. God has a place prepared for us that we can't even imagine. But you know, a lot of time I live up there. He said, be in this world, but not of this world. A lot of time I just go and I just let him kind of bathe me in what it is going to be like. I know this is just me in the spirit, but I know it's beautiful. I know it's beautiful. And that's where we want to live with him forever. But there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. You know that, don't you? Hallelujah. We're going to live forever. And Jesus is going to be our governor. He's going to be our ruler. You know, no more sin. No more sicknesses. No more diseases, hallelujah. Nothing, hallelujah, that would hinder us, hallelujah, for living the victorious life that God has called us to live. He's called us to live a victorious life. And so many of us live below the level. I'm not talking about financial, because that ain't victorious all the time. Look at the million and the billionaires. They're not. But we can be victorious with nothing, hallelujah, if we have peace. A peace that surpasses all understanding. When you're going through, hallelujah, you don't know why you're going through with joy. You don't know why you're going through with a smile on your face. You have people ask you smile all the time. Yeah. You don't ever go through anything. Yeah, sure. You don't know what we go through. But why should I reveal it to the world? You know, I can reveal it to you all. I can just back that my babies said. They didn't have peace. They felt free because they are in their family. This is the way we're supposed to be. Amen. So that we can pray for them. Whatever it is that hinders them from being all that God has called them to be. To having the peace. We'll just pray for them. Amen. Hallelujah. So God is in control. Is he in control of your life this morning? Hallelujah. If you have really accepted Jesus as the Lord of your life, don't allow what he did on the cross to be done in vain. Don't do that. You know, every day, tell yourself, I don't care what I'm going through. I got the peace of Christ. Yeah, I might not have no bread to eat today, but I know God promised he'd provide my need according to his riches and glory. Somebody's going to show up with a dollar, or somebody's going to show up with a hamburger. Yes, you got to expect those things. You got to expect the miracles from God. You got to expect his promises. A lot of time we don't expect nothing. We just go on thinking, well, if he does it, it's all right. No. God is not man that he can lie. He promised that he would take care of his children. All we need to do is believe. He said if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can tell that mountain to be removed and cast in the sea. Hallelujah. All we need is a little bit of faith. And put our trust in God. That's Sister Linda, what she said. When you give it to God, let him have it. Stop giving it and taking it back. And giving it and he can't. And like he told us at the Bible study, he said, if you got children that's going through, he said, stop saying, take care of my children. He said, as long as they are my children, I got to do something for them. Give those children back to me. And I can take care of, but as long as I keep saying, my. See, that ain't nothing but pride. Amen? Hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is a God of peace. Our God is a God of provision. Hallelujah. You know, it's nothing we could ever need, even want, that God won't provide for us. You know, he don't just give us our needs. He give us some of our wants. He does. He's a blessed and a mighty God. I look at my family. I got a whole bunch of children. I got a whole bunch of grandchildren. Now I got a whole bunch of great-grandchildren. You know, he said Herbert's quiver would be full. It's still producing. Amen. He ain't stopped yet, and he in heaven. So God is a God of truth. He is a God of promise. Hallelujah. And if he promised you something, think back over what God has promised you and bring it back to his remembrance. You know, when we all started out, I started out running, but I started out listening to God. And the things he promised, I see coming forth, even right now. And that was almost 30 years ago. But you got to have the faith and the patience to wait. He that waits upon the Lord shall renew his strength. You know, we won't get so tired. You know, so many times we get so tired, oh, I just wish it was over. It's going to be over soon enough. It's going to be over soon enough. Just make sure you're ready when it's over. Don't wish for something that might not be so good. Amen? Because God said our days are numbered. You know, I'm 75, and I don't wish it was over till it's over. Amen? I'll be 76 next month, January the 14th. I'm not looking for anything, y'all. All I'm looking for, honestly, is your love, and I thank God for it because I truly believe you love me, and that's all that matters. That really, I can't think of your name. Lamont. He came up and hugged me this morning. He said, I hadn't hugged you in a long time. Now, wasn't that awesome? That, to me, just made my day. I'm serious. He did. He came, just walked in, came over and hugged me. He said, I haven't hugged you in a long time because I've been missing him going out. Thank God, good. God, yes, all I need is somebody to love me. That's all you really need is somebody to love you. And his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor, Savior, hallelujah, Redeemer, Shepherd, hallelujah, Healer, hallelujah, our banner, hallelujah. More names than we can even think of, hallelujah. He's everything that we need. Hallelujah, he is my all in all. Just hold on to him, hallelujah. He ain't going nowhere. If anybody leave, it's going to be us. Just hold on to him, hallelujah, and he'll bring you through. He'll bring you through. He'll bring you through anything. Don't leave out here today without your peace. Don't, because nothing is worth you having your life turned upside down, thoughts going around in your head. You got a good job. You're going to school, and you got the strength of God. Don't know what you're standing for, but God has got it. He'll bring you through. He's the lifter of your head. Hallelujah. He's your provider. Hallelujah. You're going to make it. Hallelujah. You might not do the things you think you want to do, but you're going to do what God has called you to do. And that's all that's important. Hallelujah. Sometimes we think of what we might want to do, but God has a better plan. Our plans could never add up to God's. Amen. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we bless you today, and we worship you, and we thank you for being our peace. Our peace. Not even our peace giver. You are our peace, Lord.